The spokesperson of NPP running mate, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia Yawabinga Samoa, says his boss stands by his comment on the Ghana Statistical Service. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Bawumia Samoa said the comment should be taken by the Ghana Statistical Service in good faith, since they were not meant to undermine the figures from the service.
I would have been much happier if the Statistical Service had welcomed Dr. Bawumia's analysis of the economic situation based on statistics that they themselves provide, simply because it is important to place that analysis in context. The context is that the people who pay tax, the people who borrow from the bank, the people who buy on the open market are experiencing the conditions that single-digit inflation does not provide. If you go today to the market to buy something at 3 cedis, I dare say by tomorrow, the importer would have calculated it and brought it up to 5 cedis. If you go to the banks to borrow money, I dare say at over 27%, you cannot borrow with any hope of repayment. If you go to the market today, the question we should be asking is that, are prices rising faster than inflation?
Spokesperson for Dr. Bawumia Yawabinga Samoa. Meanwhile, the Ghana Statistical Service has described the inflation analysis of the NPP vice presidential candidate Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia as misleading and inaccurate. At a news briefing in Accra, the acting government statistician Dr. Philomena Nyako said Dr. Bawumia's analysis on the country's single-digit inflation does not only undermine the current level of inflation, but also the Ghana Statistical Service's indicators on inflation. She said Dr. Bawumia's computation is more of a cumulative price change and not inflation. She further noted that it is inappropriate to calculate inflation using prices of few goods which are not used in the consumer basket analysis of the Statistical Service, particularly cement. Dr. Nyako also allayed fears of government interference in their assessment of the economy.
GSS has always subscribed to internationally accepted principles and ethics in the production of quality statistics. While Dr. Bawumia admits that single-digit inflation is not a new phenomenon, he casts doubts on the current level of inflation in Ghana. The example given by Dr. Bawumia to support his assertion that the single-digit inflation is not consistent with the economic fundamentals and developments in some key indicators is unfortunate. It is well known that correlation between variables does not necessarily imply causation. The price index on which the calculation of inflation is derived is a weighted average of the price changes of 242 commodities which are collected from 40 markets across the country. Secondly, price reading is done twice in a month to calculate monthly price averages for the computation of the CPI. Therefore, one cannot use only few items in few selected locations as an indicator of the change in the general price level. Computation done by Dr. Bawumia is more of a cumulative price change and not inflation. The standard approach for computing headline inflation is to calculate the change between the index for a particular month in the current year and that of the same month in the previous year. It is unacceptable for one to compute the cumulative price change between December 2008 and April 2012 and compare it to the year-on-year inflation rate. Another issue that needs to be clarified is the link drawn between the price of cement and inflation. It is worth noting that cement is not in the consumer basket. However, it may have some influence on the CPI through rent, which is already included in the basket.
That was the acting government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako. An economist, Dr. Joe Abbey, has called for a stop in politicizing the work of the Statistical Service. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Abbey said if any politician has evidence to corroborate allegations that the Statistical Service is being manipulated, they should provide that evidence. Dr. Abbey also asked for an unqualified apology from politicians who accused the Statistical Service of political control without evidence.
I think it's an unnecessary confusion, to be quite honest. Listen, the charge on the table is this. Is the Statistical Service credible or is the Statistical Service not credible? So we should get out of the question about technical competence. There's a charge on the table. When it's a serious charge, and we shouldn't toy with it. Is there evidence that the Statistical Service is being politically influenced and therefore what they put out there is tainted by that influence. If those who are making the charge want to be taken seriously, it is important that they produce for this country whatever evidence that they've got. If they have no evidence, I'm sorry, it is not acceptable that because you don't like something, you charge political interference is not there. I think that the ball should squarely go back. Those who are making questions and raising issues about influence to either produce the evidence, or if there are no such evidence, to withdraw and apologize to this country so that we can all use the data being produced to analyze what the outcome of things are. It's not acceptable to me. I would not discuss anything beginning to if somebody is holding a gun, that at the end of all the discussion, they still will have the right to say, but the data you are using are authentic. So as far as I'm concerned, we should stop this debate. We should get on to the fact that a charge has been made. Is that charge sustainable or not? If it's not sustainable, it's unfortunate, and we should apologize for it.
So governments may go and come, and we have to depend on this, some of these state institutions. Exactly. How can we avoid the unnecessary politicization of the world?
Tell the politicians to back off. The politicians should just back off and allow the facts to be placed on the ground. Then we can fight about the interpretation.
Economist Dr. Joe Abbey.